Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Arnold Moore, Niekamp Funeral Home, and powered on Facebook Live by our Best Bank. We have Tim and John here with us from the Oldies and Goodies Car Club, and guys, I love it when the machines start to rumble. It is really good.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, we're looking forward to this big show. We hope it's a big show.
It's coming up on Saturday, September 18th in Dewey, right?
That's correct, which is a little unusual. We're going to support, we're supporting the Tom Mix Museum and the hotel in Dewey. Uh-huh. And so that's why we're having it in Dewey this this time. 34th annual, and we're hoping we have a great big crowd and have a big time.
This always is a lot of fun whenever you get people in their lovely machines that they've come so almost like bonded with and just put them on display.
Absolutely, Tom. Everybody can identify with the car that their mom and dad had when they were kids, and that's kind of what the impetus for me to get involved. I've been a member of the Oldies and Goodies Car Club now for 33 years. So we've had guys in the club, From the inception,
from right? 1985.
From 1985.
Wow.
And, again, like John said, this is the first time we've been to Dewey, but we give back to these communities, Bartlesville, Dewey, the surrounding area, in other ways other than the car show. Tom, we really make sure that we give back. We visit nursing homes. We do the Salvation Army. We support the Sheriff's Fund. So there's a lot of things that we do outside of our car show that we're very proud of.
I remember last year helping out the sheriff in the time of need. That really came in with COVID and everything. I was like, oh, gosh, how are we going to pull this off? And next thing you know, here comes the shimmering steel of Oldies and Goodies right down to the rescue.
Well, and the community got behind it. You know,
it really was
a great deal.
Oh, my goodness. Now, what makes a classic car in your estimation?
Well, that's one of those things that's someone's opinion, you know, I mean, and something they grew up with. It probably has a lot to do with the person's age.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people talk about our club, and some people expect that it's just about old cars. Well, our name is Oldies and Goodies. Some of them are old, some of them are just goody, you know. I mean, so it has a lot to do with age. You see some of the younger people coming around with the more modern cars, and they love those cars like some of our older members love their old cars, you know.
My.
So it's
in the eye of the beholder, pretty much.
Yeah.
The heart of the owner.
Absolutely.
And it's a family event, too, Tom.
It is.
We would encourage the people to come out. If you want to bring a car and enter a car, it's $25, and registration opens at 8 o'clock and ends at 11, and then we send out judges to start judging the cars, and we'll be giving trophies away at 3 o'clock, right,
at
John?
At 3 o'clock.
But again, there's a lot of things to do. If the public wants to come up and just stroll around and look at these cars and visit with the people and enjoy a hot dog or a hamburger or a burrito or a drink, it's free. You just walk in and look at the cars and have a good time, listen to the old music that we'll be playing.
Oh, yeah.
And just introduce your kids or grandkids to some of the cars that you might have grown up with, too.
Now, I like these. Trophies are going to be presented for the top judged individually. Trophies will be presented for, let's see, Ladies' Choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mayor's Choice. Okay, self-descript. This one's got me a little puzzled, though. Not really, but I've got a plan to get that. Most likely to outrun the cops.
Yeah, and we're going to let the cops choose it.
Okay, good.
The chief of police, matter of fact.
Dewey chief of police has been relegated to telling us which car that he thinks might outrun one of his cop cars. So it'll be his decision. So we're kind of anxious to see what he picks.
You know, you picked a couple of really nice spots to help benefit with the Dewey Hotel and the Tom Mix Museum. Because they've been around a good piece, and they could always use a shot in the arm.
Yes, they can. And, you know, I guess there's been some funding that they typically have in the past that they have lost due to some of the issues going on with our country right now. So they need some help. They need a shot in the arm. And I believe that they are great places and such so much history in, right. in those places. And some of it kind of wild stories, you know. I mean, some of it is, but to go in and see some of that old stuff for the young people and learn about Tom Mix and learn about those people, Bartell, that was a part of that hotel, that's, you know, just great history. And so.
It is. You know, Fawn Lassiter comes in every now and then. She runs the Tom Mix Museum, and she's yeah. always, she always brings in a couple of new ones all the time. I'm like, going, she's never going to run out of these things. And then at the Dewey Hotel, we do the Christmas parade from the upstairs on the balcony.
We always
put the little TV cameras out there on K1TV.com, and we do it on the radio as well. We just have a blast, but every time we're setting up, we find out a little something new. I mean, we find out that, you know, there's another floor up there above where we are, and I guess some pretty rowdy card games took place back there.
One of my good friends, Ron Adams, is a docent there. I'm a docent at Willow Rock, so we share stories back and forth. And I don't know about Ron sometimes. He comes up with some pretty good ones. But, yes, we're excited to bring the car show to Dewey. And support these two great institutions.
And you know what? There are tourists that come into this part of our country all the time, and there's always more and more reasons to do so. And these two are nice anchor locations for the town of Dewey. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the goodwill that comes with the Oldies and Goodies car show, that just makes it even more special.
It is. The presentation at 3 will also, you spoke of Estefan. Mm-hmm. She will be there as a representative from Tom Mix Museum, mm-hmm. and we will have a representative from the hotel, and we will present them a check at 3 o'clock, some of the proceeds that we're getting from the car shows. So I hope that it goes a long way in promoting and keeping these two institutions in front of the public.
Oh, man, how nice is this going to be? Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, how did this all get started? Was it a couple guys working on a couple of cars and said, you know, maybe you ought to start a club?
Well, I don't know if I can summarize it really quick. We had a member of the club named John Burris. John Burris had a hot rod that he had built. This is before Oldies and Goodies Car Club. And he was a run around town, a grocery store owner in town, chased him down, wanted to do a car show at his grocery store. And basically, it's a long story from there, but that was the beginning. That was the first car show, and that was the beginning of Oldies and Goodies Car Club.
And my goodness sakes, it's only gotten bigger and better ever since, hasn't it?
It has. We have a little over 100 individual members, but our membership is man and wife or whatever, but it is, we have, so our membership is a little over 200. And has been growing the last two or three years. We've seen some growth in the club, and we beg for some of the younger members to come out. And it's not about 32 Fords, you know. It's about whatever kind of car, as we said a minute ago, that turns you on. You know, bring it out. We enjoy cars. We enjoy the relationship with the younger people, and we have had a few younger members recently, so we're really pleased with that.
Good.
And because some of us are getting older and hard to carry the ball, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I got to hand it to you guys. Keeping it going for 30-some-odd years is really an achievement. and to have it still growing is really great. What kind of car do you have there?
I have a 1949 Chrysler Royal.
Ooh.
That was given to me from a dear friend that passed away.
Oh.
And he said, Ken, you're the only one I know that will take care of my 49. But I've had all kinds of cars over the years. My wife has a 2005 Corvette. But we actually met in the car club. She brought a 63 Corvair convertible and joined the club as a single woman. And this is what kind of brought in the Ladies' Choice Trophy. For this year, we've done it several years, but the ladies of our club actually go out and look at the cars and judge the cars themselves, and they pick out a winner. And one of the criteria doesn't have to be, but it's usually a woman that has entered a car on her own and brought it to the show, and they visit with all these ladies. And but one of the other things that you're talking about, bringing youth into the club, one of the things that John and I and the club are very proud of is our relationship with Tri-County Tech.
Oh, golly, yeah.
They have an auto body and a mechanics shop out there that we support with local help support to ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. We provide them four toolboxes, the big rolling toolboxes full of tools to the top two students in those programs every year. This gives those guys a rolling start. When you go out and look for a job, a lot of these companies want you to have your own tools.
Sure.
This gives them a boost up. And we have done this for, 10 years, John?
Probably
now?
10 years.
So, again, this is giving back to the community that the Oldies and Goodies Car Club is very proud of.
You know, I was just talking to Dr. Strobel yesterday. And that came up.
It did.
What kind of vehicle do you have?
I have a 65 Chevelle.
Oh, yeah.
And 85 Pontiac Fiero, which is a bit unusual.
Yeah. But how's the Chevelle run? Still.
It's running. We got some work to do, but okay. It's. I've only recently purchased it. I had a 65 Mustang that I sold to one of our members, and so I'm this 65 Chevelle is kind of a new project, but.
It'll get there.
they never get finished, Tom.
They never get finished. I need one more thing. I want to do that. Now I know how that goes. Now the Fiero, in its day, that was a heck of a car.
Well, it was a controversial car.
Very.
I'm an old retired car dealer, uh-huh. and I was in Arizona as a Pontiac dealer, uh-huh. and when those came out and. There were those that was vehemently opposed to those cars, and there were those that was all for them. And actually, the engineering behind them is kind of fascinating. But I'm one of the few people left around that probably knows that.
and you overlook it.
So they're an interesting car, and I'm getting too old to get down and get in it.
But. Oh, no. You need a can opener to get out. Those things are
on the ground.
That's what my father said when I had my one and only sports car. He said, yeah, nice car. You got a can opener? Can't get in, can't get out. Okay.
That's the way my wife's Corvette is. I let her drive it mostly because I can't get in and out of the silly thing. But it looks good. It looks good, though, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, once again, this is the 18th. And registration is from 8 to 11. It's pretty much an all-day deal. But at 3 o'clock, that's when we present the checks to
We present the trophies
and everything.
And so on. Now, we're going to have at about 11:30, noonish, uh-huh. we're going to have a veteran's salute.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of veterans, of course.
Yes, we do.
In the car club. And so we're going to do that. And then thanks to our sponsors, we'll be able to make these presentations and make the hopefully a great benefit to the museum and the hotel.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I know you have a Facebook page because I was looking on there today. I said, this is going to be good. This is really going to be good.
We have a group page, and we also have the Oldies Goodies Car Club that you can go out and look at and follow what we do as a club.
Great. And if we need some more information, I got a telephone number down here. Which one of you guys is going to get rung up?
Oh, that's me.
You?
That's my phone. And please, if you have any, I've already been getting calls all week from as far away as Colorado, as a matter of fact. Call me. I'm Ken, 918-440-2677, and I'll be happy to visit with you about the car show and what you need to do.
All right, John, Ken, I want to thank you for being here with us today and probably see you out there. I'm going to drag the whole family out there.
Good. Well, great.
Bring
good.
My mom.
Good.
She'll remember a lot of those
good,
cars.
Good, good, good. I'll buy you a hot dog.
Everybody come on out. Have a good time. Great music. Great people. Even Ken.
Yeah, I'm sometimes.
Saturday, September 18th at Dewey.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartles.